Welcome to the Everyday Home Learning Podcast. I'm Hillary, and it's lunchtime here. I have something in the oven. My kids are playing with Legos, and I wanted to take a minute to share something that I just did with my kids. We were doing some schoolwork before I started lunch, and I realized that there's something I've started to do with my kids that helps them feel honored and seen and appreciated when we do our schoolwork, and I just wanted to share it with you. So, a long time ago, I came up with this kind of silly, secret, high-five, complex handshake with my son. And when we complete each part of his home learning, we do this. So, we have, it's a very silly, complex handshake with claps and sounds, and we kind of sing it. And my daughter saw us doing it, and it was something that I shared just with my son, and so I could tell she wanted one of her own. So she and I have now made one up just for the two of us. Well, here's how it works. So we're sitting down, we're doing some math, he's working on his math, and when we close the math book because we're completing math for the day, we do this handshake. It's kind of like bump, 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 bump with different motions. And as cheesy, corny, and silly as it might sound, it makes him feel like I am applauding him. I am appreciating him. And he feels good about himself. So I play it real serious. Like, I think it's cool. I think it's great, even though I feel like it's kind of a funny thing to do. I love that my kids think it's cool. So then we turn to the next thing. We do a little, we have a grammar and spelling and punctuation book. We move on to, you know, science or whatever other book we're working with or activity we're doing. And it's not that we do it at the end of every single subject, but when we do it, I see my kids smile. So I thought, I'm going to share that with our community because it's something that I think any parent could do with their kids. If your kids go to school, you could do it with them when they're studying for a test or doing homework. In the summer, if you're doing a little bit of extra home learning, or for all of you homeschool moms out there who listen to this podcast, and I thank you for listening to this podcast. This is just a really lovely way for us to support our kids and motivate our kids as they learn at home. So it's simple to do. You can just start off with a high five. And then you could say, hold out two hands and do like a high 10. And you could say, hey, let's do like a secret handshake or a secret move or a secret sound or song. And as silly as you want to get and as complex as you want to make it. And then you have to try to remember to do it after your child finishes something small, like a few math problems or writing a few sentences, something like that. And it's amazing how these small little practices can have such a huge impact on our kids' motivation and just make them feel like learning at home is fun. That's what we want. And when I was a classroom teacher, I didn't really have time to come up with 30 different handshakes and fist bumps and, you know, different things like that to do with my kids, my students. But it's certainly the mood that I would want to create, that feeling of individualized attention, that feeling of individualized appreciation. I think that's why teachers like putting stickers and smiles and hearts and, you know, definitely check marks on student work, not just because they're trying to reward their students, but because they want to show an individualized appreciation for the effort that went into that student work. So this is instead of a check mark, sticker, smiley face on your child's work at home. This is a physical check mark, and you can make it as individualized as you like. I would love to hear from you if you try this high five, handshake, fist bump routine and kind of integrate it into your homeschooling. Let me know. Reach out to me on Instagram @homelearningcoach. send me a DM and let me know if you've tried this. I would absolutely love to hear from you there. And if you know of a homeschool mom who sometimes struggles to motivate their child to learn at home, please consider sharing this episode with her so she gets some free support and she knows that she's not in this alone. It's very challenging to motivate our kids to learn at home. Even for us school teachers, former school teachers, of course, I'm always finding ways to try to motivate and inspire my kids to love learning at home. It's an ongoing effort. And if you haven't already done so, if you would subscribe to the podcast, rate and review the podcast, I would be so appreciative. I want as many homeschool moms to have access to this free resource as possible. And this episode is brought to us today by the Homeschool Mom Academy, my membership community on Patreon, featuring weekly video workshops where I teach something new every week and help guide all of you moms in the chat this week in the Homeschool Mom Academy. I'm talking all about how to make mornings work better. And I'm sharing with you something that I'm doing to make our mornings work really, really smoothly and start the day off well. So thank you so much for being here, and I will look forward to speaking with you soon.